Carol O'Forey.
All right, welcome if you're just joining us. By the way, if you want to see us in our glory, you can join us on Facebook. Go to East Coast Radio's Facebook page. Hello, my Facebook people. Join us there. It is a Wednesday. It's a Woman Crush Wednesday, one of the popular features of the show, loved by men and women across the world. I'll say that because people listen across the world, okay? Just saying so. But yes, so we have a wonderful woman in studio, all right? Her story is literally remarkable. At 21, a horrific car accident shattered her face and her dreams of modeling. But from the ashes of adversity, she rose, undergoing three major reconstructive surgeries and intense therapy to master the power of her mind. Now she empowers others to overcome their obstacles and unleash their full potential. Certified in NLP, timeline therapy, as well as hypnotherapy, and now TMS treatment, she guides people on a transformative journey, as evidenced in her testimonials of those of the people's lives that she's touched. So help me welcome to the studio the beautiful Birgit Jarlett. How are you, Birgit?
Oh, thank you, Carol. I'm fantastic, thanks. And how are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. It's really awesome to see you. Like, we, our kids go to the same school, right? And right. I remember us having a chat at one of the birthday parties. And you were like, you know, my story is crazy. Like, at 21, I had this horrific car accident. Yeah. And then you pulled out pictures. And in the moment, I still couldn't stop staring at your face because you're so beautiful. And it's hard to believe you had overcome that kind of trauma to your face. Do you want to walk us through that day, if it's comfortable for you?
Yeah, sure. It is comfortable for me. I've spoken a lot about it and, of course, come to terms and, as you said, developed immense tools, mind power tools. Mm. And, you know, Carol, one thing I can just say is that when stress hits us or adversity hits us, we tend to forget our worth and our value. And so, you know, obviously I looked in the mirror after that ordeal eventually and I did not recognize the person looking back at me. And that was hard, you know, especially being at the top of my modeling career at the time. So, of course, my self-esteem, my confidence, everything just took an absolute tumble. I hit an all-time low. And, you know, miraculously, though, there came a time where I realized I can't stay stuck there.
Yeah.
This is a choice.
For people to understand how stuck there you were, please unpack for us the damage. Because you said the crazy part was from the neck down, you had no injury.
Correct.
Everything was on your face.
That's right, Carol. So, yeah. So because of the impact at which we, you know, we hit a tree. And I say we because literally any one of us could have been driving. That night, three beautiful souls got into the vehicle and only two got out alive. But with that impact, I actually I went into the back of the passenger's car seat face first. And so I crushed my eye sockets, I crushed my cheekbones, obviously crushed my jaw. I split my palate in half between my front two teeth to the back of my throat, just popped open. And also my nose was just pushed straight into my head. So the surgeons described it as, you know, if you were to take a checkers packet and that was your face and you were to fill it with ice and those were your bones and you smash that against the wall. So my face was actually, you know, fine. There were not lacerations, but all the bones inside were likened to Rice Krispies.
Wow.
And they used double the amount of titanium pins in my face to put it back together than they'd ever used in one face before at the time.
Jeez.
So, yeah, that wasn't easy. That whole experience was quite daunting. And, of course, I eventually just sunk into major depression,
of course,
to be honest.
Of course. So you're going through the reconstructive surgery. You're 21. Like, this is the peak.
Absolutely.
Of, like, you think at 21 that nobody can tell you anything.
You think you're invincible.
Yes, you Absolutely are the coolest, true. You are the prettiest, you are the... I used to wear micro minis at 21. Okay, let's just rewind.
Me too, girl.
So how did you find yourself in a space where you're going through this reconstructive surgery and you're able to also reconstruct inside, loving the new person you are now becoming? Because obviously as they're reconstructing your face, I'm sure you wonder what would you have looked like if you had not gone through the surgery?
Quite right, Carol. I mean, they literally used my modeling photographs to try and understand what I used to look like, to put my face back together in hopes that it was, you know, going to work out.
Right.
And I'm obviously eternally grateful that, you know, they did such an amazing job. I always say they did, it's God's work, you know, through the hands of the surgeons. But from a mind power perspective, Carol, it was a journey, and it wasn't an overnight fix. It was many years thereafter even. But I was fortunate enough to stumble upon NLP, neuro-linguistic programming.
There we go.
And this 100% just turned my world around. I had been to psychologists, psychiatrists, even to for the major depression, I was even booked into a rehabilitation center for that at one point. But nothing turned my world around like going through my own full personal breakthrough in NLP. And Carol, that is why I do what I do, because right. I am so passionate. It is my purpose. I feel blessed and grateful. And I'm now able to reframe that adversity and to really just look at it and to just say that adversity exists to initiate us into greatness. It's to pull something greater out in us, to just launch us into this reconnecting back into who it is that we truly are. And so many of my clients come to me because they've just become a little stuck or a little disconnected.
Right.
And so what an honor to be able to assist them and just to guide them gently through this journey,
right.
Getting them to understand how, you know, we need to redirect our thoughts and direct our minds for positive outcomes, you know, for better, absolutely, for success.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. And and we're going to chat more with Birgit, because we want to delve into every guest I have here. Birgit leaves us with encouraging words, and I think you are the perfect person to leave us with those encouraging words. But when we come back, we'll delve back into, you know, how as women we somehow feel our value is equated with how people see us.
Correct.
Right. If you see me as a pretty person, then somehow I'm more valuable. But if you don't see me as a pretty person, somehow I don't value myself more. And I think you are very equipped to take us out of that space and see the value in our beauty, in our differences, whatever we look like. Right.
Thank you, Carol. Yeah, because I learned that lesson too, that it is so much more important what you think about yourself, your self-belief, your self-talk, far more than needing it externally from what other people say.
Absolutely love it. Okay, we're still with Birgit. We're going to take a short break. I got Benson Boone on the way, and then we're going to delve into that conversation as well as some words of encouragement.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.
It's Woman Crush Wednesday on the Carol Ofori Show, and I'm so excited. I got a beautiful lady in studio. Her name is Birgit Yarlett. If you're just joining us, you missed her whole introduction around the accident she had at 21 years old that literally only affected her face, and took years and years of crushed bones being reconstructed to the lady we're seeing sitting in front of us. And we did touch on the fact that a lot of us find our worth in how others see us. By the way, on Facebook Live, come join us Facebook Live if you want to see us in studio. We put our worth on how others view us, right? So if I'm in a pretty dress and everybody says, oh, you look pretty, that day I feel prettier than any other day of the year.
External validation, right?
Talk to me about that. Why is it, especially with your story, you had to find worth in the inside, because your outside could have been a bit scary with all the operations and the bruising and the swelling, right?
Indeed it was. It was, Carol. So I want to just illustrate this point. So, you know, when we're born, I'm sure most of you have heard of the subconscious, right? Or we refer to it in NLP as the unconscious mind. And it's just literally that which we are not consciously aware of.
Got you.
Our unconscious mind is 97%. All our memories, all our emotions are stored there. And all of our programs of why we do what we do and how we do it is driven by that.
Okay.
The conscious mind only makes up for a whopping 3%. And that's what we are using to make choices and decisions. It's our analytical, logical, you know, thinking part of the mind.
Right.
So, as you know, when we are born, you know, we are these little bundles of joy, right? We cry to be fed, we cry to be changed, we, you know, whatever we need, we just actually just saying, I deserve it.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm enough. I am amazing. Right. I'm worth it, you know, do this. Mm. And you even watch it in our toddlers, Carol, remember, like they'll come running to you with like snot dripping down their face and they just think they're amazing and give you this big love. And then they get to that like, mommy, watch me, look at me, you know, and then they do a tiny little jump and they think they're spectacular. And you know, in terms of our worth and our value, that's how we were born and created to be.
Right.
And we need to reconnect back into that to remember who we are and to remember our amazing worth. So what happens, sadly, is as we grow up, you know, so we've got this conscious, unconscious mind. They're whole and integrated, working together to support each other. And then we start growing up. And now the kids won't share their toys with you. And so this disconnect starts to happen. And you go, oh, don't they like me? You know, then maybe somebody, you know, breaks up with you and you go, what? Am I not good enough?
Right.
You know, and then so more adversities and hardships happen, right? But what we do is we internalize it and we say, what's wrong with me? Not what's wrong with, you know, anything else.
Anybody else, yeah.
And so we end up disconnected from our true self and we end up with two parts. You ever felt like a part of you feels one way, but there's this other part that feels something else?
That's right.
And therefore, when there's two parts, it creates that internal conflict. So everything we do in NLP is designed for that reintegration between those two parts back into wholeness. So you can remember who you are.
Right.
And there is something inside of us that is so far superior to any circumstance that you are facing.
That's so powerful. That's so powerful. Now, Brigitte, I know that you take your work all over. You work specifically as well with teenagers. You work with corporates. You work with individuals. Let's talk about the teenage girl workshops, specifically because this accident happened to you at 21. So you can sort of connect with the young people on adversity at a young age, something really traumatic happening to you at a young age. Talk to us about the workshops.
Absolutely, Carol. So that was actually my first real, like, I felt called to do that. And it was to target the teenage girls, teens and tweens even. Because obviously the younger that we can get to them to instill healthy beliefs and to strengthen, you know, that self-love, well, we're going to save them a world of trouble later, aren't we? So I actually dreamed up and created these workshops, and then, you know, everything in the world is created twice, right? First in our mind and then in reality.
That's correct.
And so I just put all my passion and everything into it, and then this was born. And now I actually, we run workshops called The Academy for teenagers, for teens and tweens, every Monday, Hoppers 4 to Hoppers 5, here in Durban North and Umhlanga.
Oh, lovely.
So, and anyone can join at any time.
All right.
And
and how do we join? Do we join online? Do we join physically?
It's physically. And I'll the details will be on my website, so I'll leave that at the end for you. Sure.
Love it. Every Monday, you say?
Every Monday, yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then you do a lot of coaching. You mentioned you have even UK clients, so you do a lot of online as well, so for anywhere in the world.
Yes, thanks. Thanks to COVID, that's one positive for me that I took, was I was able to take my business online. And now I do have a lot of international clients. And yes, of course, a lot in the UK because of the time difference not being too bad.
Right.
But one thing, Carol, that I am really excited about, that I've been busy, girl. I've been creating.
Go, girl.
And it is my Brigitte Mindset Workshops that I'm really proud. I'm going to be launching these very, very soon. So watch this space.
Nice.
And taking them to businesses or to schools, to events, wherever I'm needed, because my main intention is to reach as many people as possible and to equip them and empower them with the best of the mind power tools possible.
Right.
And set them up for success.
I love that. So with that in mind, I always ask this question of my guests. Please leave us with words of encouragement for those listening right now who are struggling.
Sure. So a lot of us face fears, right? Fear of rejection, fear of failure. There's so many fears. But my message, or my words of encouragement to you today, are the acronym of FEAR can have two meanings. It can either stand for forget everything and run, which I did for a while, or face everything and rise.
Wow.
And I will help you if you are keen to do this journey of self-discovery and self-empowerment.
I love that. Face everything and rise.
Yes.
Love that. How do we get a hold of the amazing Brigitte Yarlett? How do we get a hold of you? Maybe we want to book you for our corporate. Maybe we want to book you for teen workshop. Maybe we want to just coach ourselves.
Yes.
How do we get in touch with you?
Thanks so much, Carol. So you can get me on my Instagram is Brigitte.Yarlett, or on my Facebook book, Brigitte Yarlett, and also on my website, which is Beyond Visible Belief, because that's what happened to me. I transformed my life beyond all visible belief, and therefore the name was born.
The name was born. BeyondVisibleBelief.com is where you'll find Brigitte Yarlett. Otherwise, find her on social media. Thank you for your incredible story. I'd always say radio time is just never enough. But, you know, we try and squeeze in as much as we can. If you miss this conversation, we will podcast it later. Brigitte, wishing you all the best.
Thank you, Carol. And thank you so much
for being our Woman Crush Wednesday. Thank you so much. BeyondVisibleBelief.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.